And I call to order the monthly Otter Rock Water District meeting on 2/14 Valentine's Day at 6:04 p.m. Roll call, Lisa here, Beth
here,
Eileen
here.
It looks like Curtis is here, Whitney's here, Stanhard is here, and the Mullins are here. Next on the agenda is the consent agenda and the approval of the board summaries for January's meeting. Did anyone have any questions about the January board summary that Beth does every month? Nope. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Beth.
Yes, thank you, Beth.
Okay. Yes.
So with no questions, can I get a vote or a motion to accept the?
Yep, I'll motion to accept.
Yep.
I'll second.
Okay, Lisa, yes. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passes. Next is Curtis on the Highland Water Operator Report update.
Cool, pretty easy going month. So we did go, we had a list of 4 meters from Beth that weren't picking up properly. The meters just aren't registering usage. We pulled 3 of them out of the ground. There were 3 5/8, 3/4 inch meters and 1 1 inch. I didn't take any of them apart, but I was pretty quickly able to figure out that 2 of them have a broken magnet and 1 of them, the oscillating disc, is busted. So we have those ready. We've been talking to Ferguson. They agree that they're going to be taken back under warranty, but there's kind of been this interesting hold off on, they want us to figure out what the problem is, and we're not going to touch their meter anymore. So that's kind of where we're off. So we've been emailing back and forth, but I think we're finally at a point where they're going to take the meters back. The 4th of the 4 meters is a 1 inch. It's out on Mahala. And that one should also go back in under warranty, but the problem is Ferguson won't front us a meter to replace it with. So what we're looking at is the idea of Otter Rock purchasing a 1 inch meter so we have one to replace it. Then we would take the busted 1 inch meter, send it back under warranty, and then you guys would essentially get a new 1 inch meter. That's kind of where we're at.
Yeah, we won't have an invoice for that 1 inch meter because the developer put those in and purchased the meters separate.
Okay, if we don't have an invoice for it, it's like returning something without a receipt. I don't know if we can send it back.
Yeah, I don't know. But so I'm sure we should just get another meter to replace that.
Okay.
Regardless.
Well, then I will get that. We did have the new meter boxes ship in. So we've got those. And we were doing some work out in Lafayette, replacing all their water meters, which used to be the touch reads, like what you guys are putting in now. They're going to all cellular and radio reads now. So I just pulled out a whole bunch of their clips. And so now we've got a whole bunch of extra clips, so we don't need to buy those. Those go in the top of the meter box lid. It's what the radio attaches to.
Yes. So, yeah.
Yep. Well, so now I've got a whole bunch of those. And tomorrow we're going to be out to build the vault. We'll lay the brick and mortar. And if it sets up fast enough, we'll put the vault on top of it and do a little bit of backfilling. I know I'll be out there. Cody might be out there for a few hours in the day, depending on his schedule. And that's basically it. I think that's the only project we have going on for the month.
Is it both vaults, Curtis? Two vaults?
Yeah, 2 vaults. So you've got one that covers the flow meter and one that covers the chlorine injection site.
Yeah. Quick question on the 1 inch meter. So the contractor bought that, Beth? Is that something that we should...
Not contractor, the developer.
Okay, the developer?
Yeah.
So is that something we should go back to him with and have him replace it? Or is that something that we told them to go ahead and do?
Well, of course, yeah, they have to, anybody new has to install the meters or have them installed. In this case, since it was a subdivision, actually our guy Jim put them in, but that was up to him to get it done. And they had a bunch of work to get the line, put the line into the subdivision and everything.
So
I don't know, Whitney, you would know. I don't think any of those dollars went through the district, did they?
I'll double check next time I'm in the office. And I'm probably going to be talking to Jim later this week anyway, so I can ask him to confirm.
It was my understanding that because he had to, the developer, it was Barry Brown, he had to pay for the water going under the Otter Crest Loop and everything. And
right.
It was a big project. But Jim was involved because he had to, he actually did a lot of the work.
So are those all 1 inch up there in that development then?
Apparently they are. I'm not surprised. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I just checked the one.
Yeah.
I bet they are.
Okay. So, I mean, I know we're kind of, we're supposed to be doing 5/8 inch, right?
We're supposed to be doing 3/4 inch.
Okay. I'm sorry. 3/4 inch. Okay.
That's the minimum.
That's the minimum. Okay.
The new minimum.
The new minimum. Yeah. Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I suppose the 1 inch isn't really going to make it flow any faster than it's already flowing. So.
About twice as fast, actually.
Oh, so they're getting all our water.
Yeah, a few.
Well, yeah, they complain. You know, the first person who did build up there did complain about the water pressure. I don't think their pressure is any greater. So
no, your pressure doesn't get any better, but your flow rate can double.
Yeah.
So if you've got a 1 inch line at 20 pounds of pressure, and you increase that to a 2 inch line at 20 pounds of pressure, you have 4 times as much water moving through the pipe.
Okay.
We don't, you know, we bill based on the pipe size, but we have some of our commercial, like Alpine is a 2 inch. And I think the state parks might be 2 inch.
Yeah. Well, no, I was just curious. I knew that there was a standard size that we were using in the community. So that's all. Okay. Curtis, I don't have anything else for you. Thank you for scheduling that up there. I hope you guys can kind of get through it.
Oh, me also.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. Hey, at least it's not going to be raining, so.
Oh, if it was going to be raining, we wouldn't be out there.
Yeah.
I'll give Jim a call tomorrow, Curtis.
Sorry, I missed that.
I'll give Jim a call tomorrow and ask him, and I'll get back to you as soon as I hear from him.
Okay. I'll just plan on ordering a 1-inch meter. We can swap it out and whether or not we can return the other one. If it's a mechanical issue with the meter, I might be able to just pull it apart, clean it, and reuse it. But if there's an actual disconnect in between the mechanical and the electrical, I'm not going to be able to work on that.
Right. Okay.
Well, take a look, Curtis. Maybe it's just some stuff that got stuck in there.
Oh, it's pretty easy to tell even without taking it apart.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are a few things to look for.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was something you brought up, Curtis, about the water tests.
Oh, yes. The, it's the asbestos and...
Asbestos and the IOC, the inorganic compounds.
Yep.
I looked up the prices for those, and the lab, you guys take a lot of stuff too, Alexan and Tigard, is a lot cheaper than renewable. Their asbestos test though is $375.
Yeah, it's an interesting way because the county really wants us to take the test. So the way it's set up, you have to have the test taken every 9 years.
Right.
And so I don't know the exact dates off the top of my head, but it's not like you had from 2010 to 2019 to take the test, and you guys did. It's a great job. Now it's been 9 years since that point. So legally, we have from 2019 to 2028 to take the test. Right. But the county's looking at it saying, hey, it's been 9 years since you last took this test. You should take it again. So that's kind of where we have this odd discrepancy of like, no, it, legally we're in the fine. We could fight it, or we could just take the test and make everybody happy.
Right.
So,
well, because of the cost, the two tests together, if they're taken to Lexan, they would cost $690.
And sounds about right.
Taken to Renewable, they'll be $1,179. Renewable.
I'm not familiar with Renewable.
That's where our monthly water tests go.
Oh.
And their lab is in Eugene. They have a pickup station in Newport, and a lot of the water districts send their, you know, tests through there. But we don't have the money in the budget this fiscal year to do that additional test, those additional tests. I'd like us to wait till after July 1. That would still be pretty soon, not, you know, wouldn't be putting it off that much. So I would assume county'd probably be fine with that.
And I'm sure if I send them an email, just say, hey, we're waiting till the end of the fiscal year, give us 6 months and we'll put together a timeline. I mean, we've already proven to them that we're in the right. So I don't think they'll have an issue with giving us six more months out of our 5 years we have left.
Right. Well, yeah, really less than 6 months. So almost.
I don't have a problem with that, Beth. That sounds like a good idea. So
I'll let them know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just let our compliance department know, and he'll, I'm trying to remember, is it Kayleen, something like that?
Colleen, but she spells it K-A-L-I-N-E. But yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, he's been talking with her and they're trying to get this whole thing sorted out.
Yeah. So that would be great if we could wait. If not, we'll have to, you know, look where else we might have some extra money, but it would be a lot nicer because we weren't counting on having to do that.
Yeah. I'll let them know that we're just going to wait till the fiscal year's over so we can budget for it.
Okay, that'd be great.
Does anyone else have any questions before we let Curtis go?
That's okay. I appreciate the report, and I don't know who it is that puts this together, but I had asked if you couldn't put the spring flow for the 2 months on there so we can see the very latest thing. And it appeared up in the report. In fact, last month's report, it appeared. And whoever was responsible for that, I would like to thank them. That's really nice.
I'll let Devin know.
Is it Devin? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's really great.
Tell Cody, thank you for cleaning out the shed.
Will do.
Okay.
And And as it shows, it's uploaded to the website now, and it shows our spring flow increased quite a bit, actually, in the preceding month. We had enough rain and those springs started flowing like everything again. So that's good.
Good. All right. Well, happy Valentine's Day to all of you. And I'm going to go see my wife.
Okay, great. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thanks, Curtis.
My pleasure.
Bye. And Beth, you noticed we have a new person joining in. Cascade Larry Goldhammer?
Lori. She's not related.
All right.
Well, I used to work computer, and I realized as I was looking at it, I worked technical fails, and that's how we have to sign into calls. Unfortunately, we do.
Next on the agenda is the treasurer and office report.
Okay.
Thank you, Eileen.
No, you're and Whitney. Welcome. Beth, I sent this to you the other day, and I did update one thing on there, and that was the payables number for the bills that we're going to pay. So I can resend it if you want. But other than that, that was the only change I made. So Columbia.
On what? The treasurer's report?
Yeah. So I just updated the dollar amount under the accounts payables. Because I didn't have that the other day when I sent it to you. So I'll resend it. So
okay. And I'll post a revised one up on the website then.
Yeah. Yeah.
That up there too.
Okay. So as of 1/31, Columbia checking is $149,223.62. Uncleared was $8,115.54. The QuickBook register was $141,108.08. Total credits for the month were $26,539.47. Debits were $4,480.42. The Treasury savings is at $84,083. Community center is unchanged at $366.79. Coronation account is $18,772.10. And the AR balance on the balance sheet is a negative $13,853.75. So the current assets in QuickBooks was at $230,476.22. And the bills to pay are at $9,863.05. So that AR balance, everybody pays in advance. There's this great big negative balance sitting there. So, which Whitney said that makes things a lot easier for her. So
she paid 2 years ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that balance also include the 12,000 the SDC bill that I sent out last week? The AR balance, just questioning that. You said it was negative 13,000?
It's whatever you sent me, Whitney.
Okay, sent out an SDC bill, so that's probably why it's so high. Which is 12,400 something.
426, I think the old rate.
Yeah.
And then we have one to our other person that was paying in installments too.
He paid.
Yeah. And the other thing I didn't.
Okay.
The other thing that I didn't see in all the reports was a current aging. So I'm not sure, Whitney.
Oh, but okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. So I'm not sure. Anyways.
I will send you one when I'm in the office.
Yeah, that's fine. That'd work. So. Okay, that is what I have, you guys.
Does anyone have any questions? No questions. Can I get a motion to accept the Treasury report?
I'll make a motion.
I second it. Lisa? Yes. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Can I get a motion to pay the bills, as Eileen mentioned?
Yes, as long as you're okay with paying Highland, it's the past due amounts, Lisa. Oh. And I know we were kind of going back and forth on that, but I think, I think where we're at right now, as far as Curtis, and I think he's really going to try to make an effort to get this taken care of up there, which I really appreciate. So. And after we kind of broke that invoice out and put a lot of that money towards some other expenses, I feel we should probably just get them paid, Lisa. So
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good with that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the only other big bill on that was the insurance invoice for the year. So,
right. Yeah. That, yeah.
But yeah, that's
yep. Yeah, that's our liability property insurance.
Yep. Yeah. So,
and that's for a whole year.
Yeah. That's a chunk of change.
Is yeah.
The, does that cover the, that doesn't cover the infrastructure, does it?
Well, it covers the tanks and the buildings.
Oh, okay.
The reservoirs. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I kind of thought it had to for that amount of money. It had right. to.
Yeah, we need to get that paid because they're paying out on the building. So
they seem to be perfectly happy cutting those checks, Beth.
Yeah, I know.
And they're
yeah, it was really zero quick, problem.
So. Yeah. So okay. Anyways, that's all I got.
So did we have a motion to pay the bills?
Not yet.
Oh. I'll make a motion to pay the bills.
I'll second it.
Okay. Lisa? Yes. Beth?
Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Motion passed.
I'll be ready to sign on Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. So I have a question that is related not to the treasurer report, but the office report that I thought we ought to discuss. And that was another possible water leak and high usage.
Yeah.
Bill? Or not Bill. another 192,000 gallons used at Alpine. And I think they said they did have a leak, but they thought they were kind of surprised that it was that much.
Yeah. So I'm kind of in between talking to Cody, Devin, and John Bukowski at Alpine because their overage was 192,200 gallons. And Devin confirmed the numbers he gave me were what he was given. And I'm going to double check again with Cody. And I asked John Bukowski, like, what all happened? Like, did you check to see if this could have been related or if it's separate, and I'm waiting for him to get back to me.
And then also I suggested we have Cody stop by. He's by twice a week in the district anyway, usually Mondays and Fridays to do the chlorine residual testing, and have him stop by and do a mid-month, take a reading on that and see, because they may still have a leak going on.
Right. Yeah. John requested that also.
Yeah.
So,
but we may be, I guess, discussing whether we forgive them for another high water bill. That would mean something like it's over $600 or something.
$636.50
in just overage fees, which is more than double their regular bill.
Why would you forgive it?
Because that's a kind of an industry standard. Often they had a big leak in December of 2021. It's because they normally would only be using 19,000 this time of year. They're rarely mm-hmm. their allotment or the amount before we start charging an overage is 33,000 gallons. And a lot of times in the winter months, it's way under that. They probably pay overage for maybe 6 or 7 months.
But
some years.
Since COVID, they've gone up a little bit more.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they've always been really just a couple months of extra.
If the leak is on their property, is and we're forgiving it, is that what you're saying, Beth?
Well, we did before, and it's kind of an industry standard that it's not uncommon for utilities to do that. It's not like they were abusing the system or anything, unless they're ignoring a leak that they know they have, and
right.
Which okay. apparently they didn't do, because their person, their on-site manager, apparently did walk around when they had the sewage line break, which is what happened And but he said there's no way it should have been that much water.
Well,
you know, that was used. And he said that he did a walk around then. And then when I contacted John last Friday, when I got the numbers, he had him immediately go out and look, and he couldn't find any leak anywhere. So.
Right. But sometimes they can be hidden.
Right.
That's why I'd like to see it checked again and see if it's back to normal or what.
I think they're going to be there tomorrow. Can't Cody just check it real quick?
He did double check it on Friday, and he said that it seemed like normal use at that point.
But did he give you the number?
Yeah, but I don't have it immediately on me. I can email it to you after the meeting. It's on my phone. Okay. I have my phone on me.
Okay, I didn't know that we had had him.
Well, he was in town when I got the email, and he went by and checked, because as soon as I heard, I contacted him. I'm like, can this be right? Like, did you accidentally add a zero maybe? And
transpose a number. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. But he said it looked right.
I don't want to forgive them this time until we know for sure that it's a leak or whatever. I don't feel comfortable without knowing what's going on.
Yeah, I would agree. We wait. And what I think, weren't you going to do, Whitney, is you weren't billing them the overage this month,
right,
until we get it settled. And that's what we did before. We waited to discuss it and everything. And to me, that's fine. And I don't know. I just wanted to bring it up so that we know it's something that needs to be looked at more. But we had, close to that, we had a house down here that when they got the second month, they had a brand new meter, all of a sudden had used, I don't know, I can't remember, 170,000 gallons or something, or a huge amount for a house in 1 month. And sure enough, they had a leak under the house that they didn't know was going on until they poked their head under. I mean, how often do you look under your house,
Well, and Beth, I mean, to that point, it's unfortunate because we've got meters, but we're not charging people for overage. And then you've got these commercial sites, and we are metering them. So
right.
It's like you've got a double standard, but, I mean, if all the commercial people are being charged for overage.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. So it's.
I mean, it's unfortunate. You've got a lot of residents. You've probably got more than one resident that's got a big leak going on that we don't know about.
It's easy to add a formula to keep track of how much water people use every month. I mean, I can do that if you want.
But
you don't need to do that, Whitney. We've already got that spreadsheet, so we can see it.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is I can see, just do a formula so it shows exactly how many. See along the side of it.
Right. Yeah. That's easy to do.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's what I do every month.
Yeah. I think Beth is already doing that with me. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I do a calculation for the gallons used and look at it. And that's how we discovered the one on Mitzi. And that's how you discover it, And you do it for the commercials because to charge them. But I do it for all of them and take a look at it. And
So I don't think you need to go to the trouble, Whitney. It's already being done.
But it's simple because you do one and then you just copy it down.
Copy and paste.
Takes, an extra 3 seconds to do them all. So,
yeah.
Well, and I already do it for a couple of people anyway. So that's what I was thinking, is it's really not that big of a deal to do. Yeah. So
that's why we need to be keeping an eye on it every month to catch leaks and stuff. And
right.
Yeah, and when we do get all the meters installed, it'll become quite apparent for people when they do have a big leak, because they'll get a big water bill.
We're all going to get a big water bill.
all we call on.
Yes, we are. But I have a question about not billing them about Alpine, because I don't want it to, you know, hold out, you know. Does Alpine know that we are going to be sending them a bill for the overages?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he knows that I'm investigating it and trying to figure it all out, and then I'll let him know where it all falls out. And he was going to call his, like a plumber to come out and check it all out too. So they pay by ACH, and I needed to run that today. So I just went ahead and did their normal. And then if, you know, whatever the fallout is, we'll bill them separately.
Okay. Just making sure that it's not a surprise to them.
No. Oh, yeah, no. He knows.
Well, you know,
I know. He was gobsmacked when I said, did you guys have a big leak? Because there's a lot of overage. He was totally shocked. So, yeah.
Is there any other correspondence? Did we get any correspondence this month?
Not anything out of the usual.
Okay, moving on to the open board positions, and the filing dates for positions number 2, 3, and 5 are up for the May 16th election.
Right, so the last day to file for those open positions is March 16th. Those are, and we're hoping Eileen will be filing for position 2. Hint, hint.
She better be.
3 and 5 are vacant, so people have no contest there if they would consider joining the board. It's pretty simple to do. There's a couple ways to do it. The best thing to do is go to the county website and read up about it. And I was thinking, I thought we ought to, I'll put something up on the website under our news, probably our news page, and we might want to send out an email to our customers announcing that it's time to file.
I can put it on the bills next month, and if you want, I can put something on the post boxes.
We could
notice. Hey, guess what?
It's posted on the website, Beth. I think the website, and if we do a broadcast email, you know, that gets to people. So
right,
yeah.
So no to the bills.
Oh, it wouldn't hurt to put it on the bills, but then, yeah, not that many people get the bills, right? I mean, a good portion.
A fair amount, yeah. And a lot of the people that have the STRs want a monthly bill just to keep track for their records.
Right.
For taxes and stuff, so.
Right. Well, of course, they wouldn't be eligible unless they actually live here, so.
Right.
They don't. Not many of them, at least. I don't think. So, okay, if I put something up on the website, and I'll draft a little message to email out. Do you want me to send you a draft of that first, Lisa and Eileen, or just
no,
do it?
Yeah,
no,
just do it. Yeah, just do it. Yeah. So make it short and sweet.
Okay.
Yeah. We need you. File. Next on the agenda is the bank change update.
Right, so we have a meeting scheduled, online kind of training with First Security for the 21st. I think it's Whitney, Eileen, and I. We didn't invite you, Lisa, because we didn't think you wanted to do that. You know, we did
look. It's not okay. It's not that I don't want to do it. It's that I don't have time to do it.
Right. You know, we did look kind of into changing to Umpqua, but there's big hold up on, or problem with that. And we did talk to them. Eileen and I did talk to them. We had a phone meeting with them, and I have received nothing from them. They said they would get back to us if it was a possibility.
Umpqua basically shut us down, Lisa, because of the transition, and Umpqua needs to step back and let First Security transition. And I think it's probably a very legal situation where Umpqua cannot come after this customer base that First Security is going to take over until they've taken it over. And then if we want to leave, we can leave. But until that transition happens, we're going to just stick right where we're at as far as Umpqua is concerned.
Okay. Oh, we have to, yeah.
We don't have to. If we were a personal, if I was like, we have our business in Umpqua, I can decide at any time to take my money out and put it someplace else.
It's, right, but Lisa, I mean, at this point, Lisa, we may decide we want to stay with First Security. I mean, it's going to be the same people, the same bank. You never know. It may be a better option for us. And so I think until this transition happens, we need to just kind of sit tight.
So. My only issue is that it's very hard for me to get out Monday through Friday to sign things to the bank.
Right, but that's fairly infrequent.
Well, yeah. I agree with that, but that's my only issue. So when we have to sign the new security cards for whatever we have to do, if we have to do that, it's going to take me a really long time for me to get there. And so you guys just have to have a lot of patience, and I'll probably forget a lot because, you know, my lunch hours are filled with either meetings or webinars or whatever. It's not,
well,
I don't have a lot of free time during my lunch.
If that's going to happen, there's other ways to do that. We could have them send you the forms first. You could send them back, and then the others can go in and sign them.
Yeah.
Okay. No. Yeah, that's my only issue is I don't get to Newport except on Saturdays.
Right. Well, I don't want to have to go through this changeover. Like, I'm going to really have to do that much, but I don't think it's smart. There's a lot of little details you have to do to change over. And, you know, we got to get all new checks because we're having a new routing number. And so it would have to be a huge advantage to me to vote for a change like that.
Well, we've got a time frame. You know, we can use the checks that we have for a little while going forward.
And well, we can only use them for this next check thing, basically.
Because when you say this next check thing, what do you mean?
The checks we just approved to be paid out. We won't be approving checks to be sent out until next month after the changeover.
Right.
So,
and you don't think they're going to recognize those checks in 30 days?
They're good for 30 days.
Okay. And that's kind of was where I was going, Beth, is we've got 30 days from the 27th of February or something like that.
Right. But
yeah,
sometimes, you know, takes a while for those checks to come back in and clear. So,
well, Beth, it's not like we're talking about 100 checks. We're talking about 5 or 6. So I just don't think it's going to be that.
You're right. And we're, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. And Lisa, to your point, I think right now, I mean, the impression that I got from Umpqua, and I think Beth got the same impression, is that we're just kind of in a holding pattern.
Yeah, I don't care if we keep the same bank. That's not my issue.
Yeah,
my issue is,
yeah,
you know, going in Newport. So yeah, if there's a way we can work around that, I'm all for it.
Yeah. So,
okay. You know, I'm totally good with that. I just don't ever get to Newport.
Right. Okay.
I wish I could, you know, I wish my lunch hours weren't, you know, tomorrow I have if you guys want the webinar, I can give it to you. I'm going to a NOAA webinar tomorrow during my lunch hour.
Ooh, neat.
I know. So, yeah.
Are they talking about whales?
No. They're talking about how to submit grants to NOAA.
Oh, okay.
I wish they were talking about whales. I'd be all over that.
Okay.
So do we need a motion, or are we good with?
I don't think so, Lisa.
Okay, I don't either.
Yeah.
Next on the agenda is the PSU survey update.
She's going to come down here on the 19th and knock on doors. I gave her my cell phone number. It looks like Otter Crest is cheaper than Agate Beach, so.
And didn't she say she had like 40?
Yeah.
Quite a few. Yeah. That's half of them.
I know. She said that the phone calls was somewhat fruitful, but yeah.
Yeah, it still has 40, so.
Yeah.
So that's probably another email that we should send out.
Yes, as a matter of fact, that's one of the things that we need to do is get that sent out, is that, you know, she's going to come and people should expect a knock on the door. I don't know how you want to put that, but, you know, I guess we just say that basically, you know, we're in the process of completing this survey and that this next step is to try to get the balance of the people to give some information.
Right. And I would say something like, if we don't get enough responses, it won't count.
Right. Yeah. I guess you got to be kind of careful with that, you know, because you don't want to feel like you're pressuring people. So, you know, but I just think, you know, if you just put an email together that just basically says that she's going to be down here. And so, and that's part of the process.
Is she only going to houses that didn't respond to the survey?
I think so, that's
what I thought you said. I just wanted to double check. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'll put something together and send it to you guys before I send it out, because I'd do a little, you know, pleading in it to ask them to please help, because if we don't get enough responses, then that survey fails. We don't get anything with it.
Right. Yeah. It would be unfortunate if we were not able to get enough replies, and because then our survey would fail.
Okay.
Repairs to the community center update.
So, has a check gone out to our contractor for the 50%?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
So should I send him a check or a text and see if he's best to communicate by text? See if he's has a little bit of idea when he's going to start, because
I think he was kind of on track to start next week, wasn't he?
Yeah, but he didn't give us a date. He said middle of February, right?
Yeah. But I from the emails that I've seen going back and forth, it looks like a check was cut to him for what, $8,000, Whitney? Yeah. So.
But the insurance did that one, right?
Yes. Yes. Exactly. They gave him 50 down, I think. So.
Yeah, and he told me he was 3 to 4 weeks out, and that was probably 2 weeks ago. Yeah, so I think Evan's right, probably next week or the week after.
Yeah, because that's kind of what I put on the calendar. So
me too.
Yeah, so he should be showing up. But yeah, Beth, reach out to him and, you know, if you want to see if he got the money and see if he's, you know, ready to go. So,
do you want me to take that off your shoulders, Beth, since I've been talking to him about it already?
Sure, you can. Do you have his phone number, his cell number?
Yeah, I've got his information. Yeah.
Yeah, you could just ask if he has a, you know, better idea of, you know, a date in mind. And what I thought we could do is they'll need access to inside, and we can just put a code in to the front door for him to use.
Okay.
That lets him in just into the community center there, like we do for the community use. And
yeah, and that'd be good, Beth.
Yeah.
He's got his own code. So.
Okay.
Let us know, Whitney.
Yeah, I will. I'll give him a call tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Next on the agenda is the audit update.
I think Whitney's meeting with him on Friday.
Yeah, I'm going to meet with him this Friday at 1 o'clock. And I sort of gave, we chatted a little bit on internet, you know, on email, and he'll be here probably less than 2 hours. Most of our stuff has already been sent to him digitally. He wants to look through a few files and that's about it. As far as I know, he said it'll be pretty painless.
Oh, good. We're so small.
Yeah.
But, I'll send you guys an email after I meet with him and let you know how it goes.
Good.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I want to add something to the agenda about Civil West and the emails that we got from Tim today. I was really happy that FEMA is asking us questions. It's a good thing. And Tim answered him. So just FYI, I'm assuming that Civil West will be billing us for that time eventually soon. So I know we don't have much left in our fund, but I know we budgeted more for it, but I'm just letting you guys know that, you know, every time, you know, they respond, they're going to bill us. So don't be shocked when we get a bill from Civil West.
But that's on them, right? Okay. There isn't anything we need to do on that one, Lisa?
Correct. Okay. I signed the forms that I needed to sign. I sent them to me and DocuSign them, and they're the standard lobbying form and a standard, it was another disclosure form. But no, mm-hmm. he answered all the questions, and yeah. I was very happy to, you know, because FEMA hasn't said no.
Right.
You know, and if they weren't interested, they would say, no, we don't need anything from you. You know, you're denied. So this is
a happy thing.
It's a very good thing. I mean, it's going to take a long time, but this is like a baby step, which is good.
Well, when you say a long time,
you don't know. It's the federal government, you know. you know, like last week, you know, and like the National Institute of Health, you know, gave us an email saying, you know, from 3 years ago, saying that they denied a proposal.
From 3 years
you
ago.
Know, and we heard 3 years, you know, it's the they do things on their own. We have no control over when they say yes or no.
Yeah.
Right. I work
Lola will be old enough to own our house by the time they approve it, probably.
Probably.
Well, I hope not, because you know, we can't start work, you know, if we honestly can't start work until we, you know, and if we need to, we need to have a frank conversation. Eventually down the road, you know, are we going to start work or are we going to wait for this FEMA grant, you know, because you can't do pre-award spending.
Well, and Lisa, I mean, Business Oregon isn't going to, you know, they're kind of chomping at the bit too. And so is Civil West. They want to know, you know, when we're going to move forward with things. So, you know, we're putting them off right now because of this PSU study. But when that's over with, I mean, I think we are going to have some decisions we're going to have to make too. So,
oh, we got a big decision, because if the FEMA grant comes through, we have to start the loan thing all over again, because we can't do that current loan with the FEMA dollars.
Right. But the thing is, Beth, I mean, do we sit here and just wait and wait and wait for FEMA?
We have to if we want to. I mean, we can do engineering work on it, but that's the only thing you can do. You can't put a shovel in the ground on your project before FEMA gives you the okay. You can have engineering work on designing, you know, that gets started on the project, but you cannot actually start anything on the project. They want it ready, but you can't quite start it till they say okay.
Are we still going to try to put something together to send to Gomberg, whatever our representative's name is?
We should do that. They're already, you know, they're already doing stuff, and they only run usually till June, so the legislature. So if we want to do something, that ought to be done like last month, really.
Well, do we have something we can submit to them, Beth? I know we were kind of waiting, weren't we?
I was looking at some of the stuff they sent to the loan people, and part of it looks good. It just needs a little more probably detail.
Okay.
Yeah, I took a look at it, but I didn't finish anything because.
Let's compare dates, because I was in contact with the office manager. And from what I remember, it's been a couple months. I think he was saying we're just in a waiting pattern. But let's all look up the emails.
For what?
And from Gromberg's office.
No, they said they send us your information about your project.
You must have heard from him since I have.
No, that was what was reported back.
Like I said, it's been a couple months.
December, and they don't start till January, but now this is past January, and they're going. They often only go till the end of June.
Look up, and then I will look up that history. And he's another one I can contact if you want. Just say, hey, checking in.
Yeah, well, what I recall is what they last said, will send us information about your project.
Okay.
You know, so they need a summary of what we're going for and how much money we need and et cetera.
I will look that up tonight.
Are we finished with this topic right now?
Yes, I'm done.
Yes.
Okay. Ripley. she's got a hound bark.
Mm-hmm.
This real high pitched bark. I don't know what she's barking at, but she's barking. Come here. Come on. It's all right.
My cat heard the dog and was like looking around like, where is that dog?
Oh, no.
Ripley. Sorry.
It's funny, the reaction over here through the...
So, as far as I know, we don't have any ordinances or resolutions to talk about. So the next on the agenda is public comments. Do we have any public comments? No? Okay, board member comments.
I don't think I've got anything, Lisa.
Do you have something, Eileen?
No, I don't think I do, Beth, I'm sorry.
Oh, I wanted to mention the system development charge. Well, a couple things about that. We got the CCI rate, the construction cost index, went up, 6.0% or something like that?
Yeah, up to 7.
Or 7.06.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is now. Anyway, so that would raise our system development charge will now change to $13,303. And I'll get that put up on the website. And then we need that one application updated that Whitney does for us. And
that's effective immediately?
That would be effective for anybody, any new ones coming in. I mean, we can't go back to the one we just did, but.
Just did, yeah, okay.
No, I mean.
Which one did you just do? Which one are you talking about?
The new Mahala lot.
Okay, have they paid yet?
No, but I just sent them the bill.
Okay. I knew you had a new one up there, so.
Yeah.
So he got in under the gun.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's supposed to be effective January 1st, but you can't do it January 1st because you don't have the figures. They don't even come out till the middle of January at the earliest for the previous year's CCI. So someday if we ever go in and update ordinances, that's something I think we ought to update for a slightly change the date to make it more reasonable. And we put that on the application for new service so people know that when they're coming in to build, they're going to have to pay that SDC amount besides the $750 that we charge them. So we can't really put an old rate on there and then charge someone something different.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I understand.
Especially after,
I knew that there was another one going in up there that you had mentioned last time. I just wasn't sure if they'd done anything yet. So
yeah,
they made it under the rate increase. So.
Yep, they did.
Yeah.
So we currently have a balance of $44,302. I'm going to get that spreadsheet updated and send it to you, Eileen. And I think that's probably yours to take on from now on.
Okay.
But I gotta clean it up and I'll send it on to you.
Okay.
And I already did that. I also wanted to let people know I did the 2022 SDC report. That's up on the website. We're required to annually produce a report every year on the SDC money that we have, if we've spent any. And of course, we're not spending any until we have our project going. We can spend it then. So that's posted for 2022.
Okay.
So that was all on that. And I did want to just mention it's time to start for us to start kind of taking a real close look at our P&L and see how we're doing on the budget, on spending the budget, and make sure we're not overspending, and or if we are going to overspend, to make sure we make any adjustments in the proper time. Although this year it should be much simpler because I think I filled out the forms correctly this year, and we have two categories. We have operating expenses where we have expenses allocated, and personnel. And so any change within those categories does not require a resolution, but a change between those categories, or if we took out of contingency, which is unallocated, and put it and want to put the money into an allocated category, then we do need a resolution to do that.
Okay. Okay. It looks like right now I kind of breezed through it earlier, and it looks like everything is kind of in line. I mean, there's a couple that we're getting awfully close to kind of our limit, but
right.
But they're small, Beth. So
Yeah. It's just time to do that, and then time to start thinking about the budget for next year.
I was going to do that.
You're going to do those webinars?
Yeah, I'm going to do the webinars. I was going to go up and do the full day thing, and it just didn't work out for me. So I'm going to do the webinars. They're in March. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
And to piggyback off that, it's time to start asking the community members who wants to be on our budget committees.
Well, let's get someone on board first.
Well, I don't see, we know, because we have to start doing it in April. So, we need to start,
Want to start it earlier. Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, we just got to start having the conversations, because we just, it's always a rush to finish it. So, we just have to get it out in the community that, yes, we need to ask, the former budget committee members if they're willing, and then, see if who else wants to join, if anybody.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is that okay to just kind of go to the ones that did it before, or do you have to announce it that we need people? Is there
no formal announcement.
Okay,
it's somewhat of a thing. I think people are supposed to serve a 3-year term, but if you don't have anybody else,
right?
Some people who've been, I think they've done their fourth or fifth year on the
budget committee
at least. But if you have no one else, then you're somewhat limited. And again, they have to be an elector of the district. They have to be, residing here and, registered to vote at their Rock address.
Right.
Saying that this is their.
Yeah. Residence. But it's not something that you have to go out to the community and announce and do all this other stuff. You just.
No, there's no formal announcements or notifications that are required.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all I got. That's all I got too.
Beth, maybe if you could, as far as looking at the budget and moving stuff around if we need to, I don't know if there's anything that you see, maybe just shoot me an email and we can take a look at it.
Right. Well, it's kind of early to know because
things
change, but it's just the time you don't want to let it past.
Yeah.
When
the other thing that we had talked about a while back was the fact that we've got this capital improvement number that we ran into when we were doing the spreadsheets for Business Oregon. And it's not really something that we've got on a budget line. So, and we never really.
Yeah.
So anyways, I mean, that just a food for thought. So.
Right. We might might want to be separating that out.
Right. Yeah.
On our budget forms.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah. So.
Yep. Good point.
If there's not any objections, I say that we adjourn Otter Rock Water District meeting at 7:08 p.m.
Right. Oh, can we do one more thing?
Yeah. Yes, Beth.
I put it on the agenda. I put it on the agenda, but I wanted to remind people that our meeting in March is a different week of the month than we normally have. That's all. So it's not till March 21st.
Okay.
Now I'm really done. I'll leave right now.
Good night, Beth.
Okay. Are we adjourned?
Good night, Whitney. Good night, Lisa.
Good night. We're adjourning at 7:09. I'm stopping recording.
All right.
Thank you. Good night. Bye.